My name is Shannon Shepp, and I'm the Executive Director of the Florida Department of Citrus.
Shannon, a little update. We're looking at the preliminary budget for 2018-19. Not a lot of change from last year, correct?
No, sir. The best change that we had is that the legislative session was a little bit earlier this year, so we were able to secure some general revenue funds and know about their availability as we were producing this budget. We do have an increase of about $1 million in general revenue from the state that will help buoy us in this, and we have some lower capital costs this year for, you know, building maintenance and air conditioners and chillers, that kind of a thing. So we have a net increase of the budget of about $409,000, but for the most part, it's a continuation budget.
And the budget's about somewhere around $17.6 million again, correct?
Correct. That's about right. It's about $409,000 more than last year.
About half comes from grower assessments, correct?
That's correct. Just over half, about $8 million, about $8.5 million comes from grower assessments, and the rest of that comes from USDA and through the state of Florida with general revenue.
And those assessments unchanged, which I know is welcome to growers.
That is the plan. That is the plan, and what we base this budget on was unchanged assessments, which also allows for us to reduce the fund balance that we have accumulated over the years.
And I believe those assessments are 7 cents for virtually all products, including processed orange, 5 cents for fresh orange. Do I have it right?
You do. You have that right. That's perfect.
And any significant changes then? You mentioned some capital reductions, but any major program changes next year?
Our biggest focus at the Department of Citrus is to make sure that consumers are aware of the health and nutrition benefits. We move our consumer engagement in those types of educational ways, trying to help them find ways to fit Florida Citrus into their lives and reminding them why it's a good thing for them to do that for themselves and for their families. We are moving into a different realm with pediatricians, which is a higher level influencer than we have been working with before, and trying to find that quality influencer to help folks remember the positive benefits of citrus in their lives.
And I believe for the last few years, millennial moms have been the main target, and you've really hit them hard through social media.
We have, and we will continue to work with them through social media. They've been very responsive. They are looking for things to do, like recipes, or they're looking for advice, or they're looking for bloggers. This is just part of their lives today, and so that's how we communicate with them best.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.